We'll now call to order the study session for the Mesa City Council for Thursday, December 6, 2012. The first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for next Monday evening's regular council meeting. Page 2, items 2 through 3D. You there?
Yeah, 4C okay. Is the one I want to talk about. Right.
Items 4A through 4C.
Mayor, Vice Mayor. Just thought maybe we would get a presentation from staff on 4C and maybe Mr. Brady. This is the one that was pulled, was it not?
Last
time?
No.
Is it this? Or maybe I have the wrong one. I'm apologizing with you. Security
four
services. For what?
For I.
Sorry, I forgot my glasses. Employment services. You know,
I can see that.
My eyes were good up until 44.
Well, see, question is, you got the four, but the C and the I look the same?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know what would be better if I actually widened this out?
There
look
you
at
go.
That.
There you go.
Sorry, right. I thought it was under employment services. My apologies, Mayor.
Okay, so anything.
Security services, 4I right. Is the one I was looking at.
Okay, 4A through 4C, nothing.
Having
there?
One of my moments. there you go.
4D through 4F. 4G through 4I. Anyone for 4I? 4I? Anyone here? 4I? Nobody for 4I? Okay. I'm sorry, Councilman Richards.
Where is it?
We can't blast through 4D without.
4D.
Oh.
Go for it.
Yeah, 4D, this is pretty exciting. We're ordering, we did a pilot or started a pilot buying a diesel and a natural gas garbage trucks side by side. And apparently it was such an overwhelming success for the CNG, we're buying 7 natural gas vehicles. The reason I think that purchase is so wise is Mesa owns its own natural gas company. We get to sell ourselves our own fuel at a much cheaper rate than diesel, and plus they're cleaner going through the neighborhood. So I think it's a real thing to celebrate, and I just wanted to thank Solid Waste Division and Fleet for working out all the details around that.
Great. Thank you.
Is anybody here from the company that sells them? No.
Okay, 4G through 4I. There being nothing, we'll go. 4I, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. Sorry for the confusion there a minute ago. So this is the one that was pulled a while ago.
Yeah, because
like there was a protest,
right.
I believe.
But and would you like us to give, maybe we can give it a back. Two things we asked to do. We're working through the appeals process on the, we're working through the formal appeals process for this item. And then I've also asked, and I think the police department's had a chance also to spend some time with the vendor. There was some question about the experience. That was really the kind of the, whether this firm had the
15 months or something.
Yeah, they had the months. Sufficient experience, and so we'll go.
Yes, Mayor and members of the council, we basically set up a committee involving police department, myself, Commander Lithgow, and Lieutenant Foster, along with staff from the MAC Center, and we sat down with the company because we wanted to ask them some questions. We reviewed all their material and wanted to see if there was any issues with the vendor and the experience. After the interview, it went outstanding. The police department endorses this contract. We feel very comfortable with the experience and the qualifications that the company brings. Actually, the business, they were involved in video surveillance, high-level video surveillance for high-level companies, investigations, and they combined. Now they're a full-service company where they have actual security guards. Their intentions is to hire predominantly almost all the actual guards that are currently working at the MAC Center. So we were very impressed with the management. One of the big keys was they will have a project manager assigned it will be on site. So there were some things that really made them rise to the top. So we do concur with the original committee's recommendation to go with this vendor.
Okay. Councilman Kavanaugh?
I guess I have a problem with that because doing video surveillance services is not the same as doing security guard services for 18 months in the Phoenix area. And so I don't understand how this company can meet the qualifications that that are set. Those are distinct things, and I don't think the video surveillance activities counts towards the experience that's required under this proposal. So I have a real problem with this one.
Mayor and Councilmember Kavanaugh, the appeals process for the 18 months is currently under appeal and will be adjudicated by Monday. What we were looking for as the committee, looking at the company and their management team, the two operations managers were actually members of Securitas, so they have been in that business. I will agree with you that video surveillance and security guard are different, but what our committee was doing was to look at, were we comfortable with the management team?
Mayor, well, again, you might be comfortable with the management team, but I don't think the business itself meets the basic qualifications that is set out. They may still need to do business in the Phoenix area, metro area, for additional time to meet the qualifications. But I think as of this date, they simply don't qualify. And that's why, again, I have real problems with this proposal and recommendation. And again, bringing it to council before the appeal is adjudicated, because then it's going to be a difficult timing situation on Monday to advise council and allow us an opportunity to decide what we want to do. So again, I'm just telling you now, I have a real problem with this proposal. I simply don't think that they meet the qualifications as a business.
I have a question in regard to that. When the gentleman showed up, he talked about not only a subjective term. I mean, we say 18 months, and what you're saying is you've bridged that 18 months. I thought there was a question as far as their actual licensing and that timing, and we haven't addressed that. Is that an issue? Apparently it isn't, because you're proposing to go through, but without doing the whole appeal here, just give us a little update as to what our response is to that particular issue.
So, Mayor and Council, the company has had an investigative private license for a period of 18 months as of this month. They did not as of the time the RFP was due. However, the issue becomes what the RFP actually stated, and that is that they've conducted business in the Phoenix area for a period of a minimum of 18 months, and they certainly have. They've been in business since 2005. Their business has progressed through a series of security-related activities and currently do meet the requirements for the security guard services.
Okay. Vice Mayor?
Can we remove this from consent, please?
Okay, item 4I is off consent. Councilman Finn,
I have some questions. Maybe later, get with you and get a little.
Can we get it together Monday before the meeting?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, and this is the second time in the last few things. We need to get some sort of system down, because I think what you're hearing is the council feels very uncomfortable when we have a protest out there. And I know protests on bids are not uncommon. I think somehow we need to come up with some kind of protocol or something that the timing of our action and the protest, and I don't know what that answer is, but I'd like maybe to address that, because it just seems uncomfortable for us to be asking to approve a contract that where there's a formal protest and we're still in the process of adjudicating that. And I don't know if we can avoid that, and I'm sure we do that often without knowing it. It's just that when people show up and tell us they're protesting, but I don't know, it just seems a little awkward. I don't know, maybe that's what
policy
I'm...
policy on this, perhaps.
If we could just work on clarifying that and letting us know what the situation is, because it is very awkward when you say, we're going to have this adjudicated by Monday, an hour before the meeting? I don't know, that just seems a little weird.
Yeah, Mayor, Council, and I anticipate that I'll finish the adjudication, I'll render a ruling today, and we will... I'll
Yeah, but even with that, can you appreciate how we're feeling that? Because we're sort of stuck in the middle here.
And I do understand the need for a different protocol that so it's handled differently.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, it would be great if the appeal were adjudicated and you came to us and said, we looked at the appeal, it went through the process, here's how it turned out, so we're doing this. Now, I don't know if that works in the, especially when we're going on basically a year-end break. And I know we have some timing, but then that gets into the, we've known for now a year that this was going to be our last meeting. And so there's some things there about planning and understanding time frames and things like that, that it just seems like we've strayed away from that. And I think what you've heard is the one thing the council does not like is to be pressured at the last minute to take action on something that we'd like to have a little bit of breathing room. In case an issue comes up, we don't like to feel like the gun's to our head. I'm speaking for everyone, but that's what I've heard consistently up and down. So I think we need to tighten up our protocols, especially when there are issues. Because I hope you can appreciate when we have a citizen show up at a council meeting, and I get it that that's not the venue for appeals, but this is not the first time that we've had a disgruntled loser on a bid situation show up at a council meeting and say, "Listen, I was wronged." And they're going through the process, but understand the situation that puts us in. It's really an uncomfortable situation because we're not part of that formal system, and yet we have to approve the formal contract. So we'd like a little bit more distance and a little bit more clarity so we can make a really non-pressured, informed decision. Vice Mayor.
Just out of curiosity, on the original bid, were you part of the team that evaluated this? You were not. Okay, so you're a separate entity as well. One of my concerns, too, and it's not necessarily with the city of Mesa because I'm also on the RPTA, and the RPTA is having a protest on a contract right now as well. And my concern is sometimes that the same people who reviewed the contract get to also review the appeal, and that just doesn't seem like a fair system. I'd actually like if Mr. Finter would agree maybe to have our city auditor go over the paperwork with you at the same time so that there's a sense that somebody completely independent had the opportunity to put some eyes on it, if that would be all right. Ms. Mayor? I love giving her short order. She's sitting right in the front just smirking like, thanks a lot, Scott.
Well, I mean, the one thing, and I appreciate what you're saying. The other thing is that Jim said that he wasn't part of the original process.
Yeah,
in many ways,
he
is an independent eye. I'm glad you brought that up because I feel more comfortable knowing that you're looking at this with fresh eyes.
I'm sorry if it was reflected any other way. I'm glad that you weren't part of that because I wasn't certain to begin with. Having our city auditor, since she works for us, is just another
I'm
step.
I'm sure our city auditor would be more than willing to give whatever advice she can.
I already spoke to her. That was a softball, actually. But I didn't speak to Mr. Finter.
And I'm sure with Mr. Smith involved that they'll find things in order. Okay?
I hear your
concern. All right, so this is pulled off, and maybe what you might want to do is come back with some of the issues that have been raised here on Monday, and we'll readdress those, okay? And then by then, like you said, you'll have a report, and maybe be prepared to give us a little bit more in-depth report as to whatever your decision is, why you decided that, so we can get a little better understanding. Okay? So 4I is off the consent agenda. Items 4J and 4K. Items 4L and 4M. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he wants to get out of here.
Everybody called Turbo.
See, my computer is faster than yours.
You got the upgrade.
I have the ultra high speed processor. 4N through 5B. Five C through 6D.
Okay, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
6E through 8A. Okay.
7A on consent.
It is right now.
Take it off.
Okay. Item 7A, off consent. All right. Next item on the agenda is here a presentation discussed by direction of the fire department regarding the donation of a fire pumper to EVIT. Chief Bloomer.
Mayor. Mr. Mayor, council members. Recently, in conjunction with Councilmember Kavanaugh, Dr. Sally Downey from Mesa EVIT approached the fire department about the possible donation of a fire apparatus to their school over here on West Main Street. The apparatus in question, we have one that was surplus, recently pulled from our inventory and that we were planning on disposing of, is a 1997 Pierce Quantum pumper. This pumper currently exceeds all the requirements we have for getting rid of vehicles. It is currently in excess of 200,000 miles and does not meet the fire department's needs as far as a vehicle that is reliable for frontline pumper use. But this vehicle, Mesa EVIT, currently has a program where they train high school age students in fire service techniques. Basically, what they do is they give them this background and train them for a potential career in the fire service. This is a picture of the vehicle in question. And basically, we'd like to seek direction from you and the council on whether you support this or not. Any questions?
Any questions? Councilman Fender?
Quick question. So this is going to EVIT. They have a pumper there now. That sounds like it's really done. Is that correct?
It is. It's a vehicle that we also donated to them approximately 10 years ago. And most of these vehicles, I mean, they're good for what they have a need for. Basically, they need a vehicle that they can start up, they can put it in pump gear, and they can flow water to train the students. Yeah. But they're not really geared towards, you know, highway use. And so they're at the end of their life.
You know what they're going to do with the old pumper that this will be replacing?
I do not know.
You know, it would be an interesting idea, thinking outside the box. eBay, other things, those scrapped out old pumpers actually bring a lot of money for, you know, buffs, people to collect. So some service volunteer organization, maybe it's the connectors, maybe it's somebody, get those and sell it and generate a little bit of revenue for whatever that might be, instead of just taking it down to the junkyard and crushing it or something. So just some ideas for that. So maybe we trade them out. Maybe they do it for their organization.
Okay. We could have that conversation.
Okay. Councilman Kavanaugh?
I just want to thank the fire department for their willingness to make this recommendation to us. We do have a great relationship with EVIT. This is replacing a pumper that was donated when I was on a council previously. And so it really is a great continuation of that partnership and really helps enhance the educational experience for EVIT students who are interested in the fire service. So I would hope the council would agree. Thank you.
Vice Mayor?
It doesn't sound like we've had any problems before, but just to cover the bases, what liability might we have or not have when we transfer this over?
I would have to see the agreement. Let me ask if Alfred or Jackie has taken a look at the agreement with regard to any liability that the city of Mesa would have. So if an incident occurs at EVIT because of the defective truck, I assume is what you're...
Well, I'm assuming this is an as-is, whereas kind of transfer.
Yeah, I assume so too, but I've not seen...
You've done it for 10 years already.
So. Yeah. I don't want to assume.
Yeah. Just make sure it's an as-is, whereas.
Council Member Steady, Mayor. I haven't seen the actual agreement, but I have looked at it as far as has it and talked to fire about, does it comply with our policy, management policy 331, and I have confirmed that it does.
We will check the agreement to make sure it's the as-is standard provision in the agreement.
And an acceptance of risk by the.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the motion from Councilmember Glover, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item is to hear a report on upcoming job board or contract projects. Ms. Huning.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. We have three projects on this report. The first two are maintenance replacement type items. The first is to replace the boiler and the heat system in the utility building. The second project is replacing two generators at water pump stations, the County Line and the Apache wells. So, and the third one is near and dear to Councilmember Richens' heart. It is the bus pullout on date in support of the Mesa Grand Ruins project. We're over 90% complete on that project and hope to see it finishing up here very quickly. This is to construct the pullout. The county has agreed to a bus use agreement for the property, and it'll provide a place for buses to park as they come to view the facility.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to tour that a couple days ago, and it's looking really, really great. It'll be a nice addition to all the city's cultural amenities. Mm-hmm.
Vice Mayor?
Just a question on the process. I'm looking at one of the forms. It says subcontractor participation, and it has several fields. It has the contractor, the type of work that they do, and then there are four other fields. Mesa subcontractor, dollars, cost to date, number of job orders awarded, and all those are blank. Is that just because it's a new process?
Yes, or? Thank you, Vice Mayor. I forgot to mention that. We did include that form on here to show you the format. The last time we came forward, you mentioned you'd like to see the Mesa participation in the contractor and the contracts and where the work is going. We want to propose a format. Now, the job order contracting is very unique because there's numbers of small projects that are occurring, and we are buying out projects all the time. So the numbers are constantly changing as we bring things forward and then sign work orders, and the contractor then goes out and buys the subs out. So what we'd propose to do is bring this to you quarterly as a report. We are proposing this format. We just wanted to get your input on it and see what you think, and tell us if that's given you the information you want. Is it too much information, not enough information? So thank you for reminding me.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
I think what I'd do is I'd just review this a little bit, and I'll get with you on the side. I'm sure everybody else will when they have a chance. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Here reports on meetings, conference attended. Councilman Kavanaugh.
I think I have two I'd like to report on. Earlier this week, we had our Building Stronger Neighborhoods initiative meeting for District 3 for the Esquire Estates neighborhood, and I want to thank all the city employees and community organizations that participated. And once again, we had a great, great turnout of residents from that community. We filled the auditorium at Roosevelt School, and it was a very positive meeting. I want to thank everybody who helped put that on. The second event I'd like to talk about also relates to EVIT. I had the opportunity to go with EVIT students, members of their student government earlier this week, who for the second year in a row raised their money to buy toys for the toy drive at Cardin Children's Hospital. And so I went with them to the store where they bought $1,000 worth of new toys for kids at Cardin Children's Hospital. And I want to thank the faculty and staff for EVIT for helping to work with the kids to get them to the store and load the van up. The students were from all different disciplines at EVIT, and it was very nice to see their involvement in community service. So we actually we're working on doing a video. We interviewed the kids, and so we'll be having that completed after the pancake breakfast on the 15th. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah.
Councilman Higgins?
Well.
Or do you want to?
You can just hold it right there. We can flash on you.
This week, Monday. It's been such a long week. Very fun. We had a presentation from SRP at the Red Mountain Library just the other day, and it's a rebate check to the city of Mesa from SRP for $248,479. For all the different energy efficiency items that came with rebates that we did in the city of Mesa last year.
Projects, yeah.
Projects. And so you can actually go to our sustainability webpage, right? Scott Boucher has a page and or SRP and see things that you can do similar to what we did and save money for yourself at home. So it was very cool. Yep. And no one had mentioned our National League of Cities that we all attended recently. And we were all in attendance in Boston. The National League of Cities were all on steering committees and policy committees representing the desert Southwest with our unique things. So it's kind of cool. Other people are jealous that we are all involved as a whole council, and none of all of them aren't. So what else did I want to say? Oh, we were able to be there for Avondale Mayor Marie Lopez Rogers, who is our National League of Cities president this year. So it's very cool. Again, getting great Arizona representation.
Thank you. Vice Mayor.
East Valley Partnership had an economic forum yesterday, which really was a celebration of some folks who've done some great work for economic development in the East Valley. I hope I'm not stepping on your toes, Mayor. Mayor Tim Traney from Chandler was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award for all the work that he has done as a council member, mayor, and state senator here in Arizona. It was fantastic. Our newest congressman, our newest oldest congressman, Matt Salmon, had a great speech about supporting economic development efforts and educational efforts in the East Valley. He will be part of the education subcommittee for Congress, so he may be able to help us out with some of the efforts that Mayor and Council has been doing. So that was a very good event last night.
You forgot to say about the last speaker whose main purpose was to depress everybody in the room.
Yeah, I'm skipping that one. Yeah. But I will add an addendum here to say that 10 years for Rock Arnett leading that organization, and they surprised him with a little award for that. So his family showed up very unexpected.
I guess I had to give details as to why it was depressing. He talked about the status and future of Medicare and Social Security.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, and so, and also had all sorts of charts and graphs, and the lines don't seem to be going in the right way.
I think he had them upside down.
I hope so.
Councilman
Higgins.
This morning with the clock radio, I woke to your voice, Mayor, on National Public Radio this
I normally,
morning.
Don't tell people I normally call you in the morning. I'm on your alarm.
He's on my alarm. No, I was going to explain. It was very funny. Woke up to the National Public Radio discussion of universities in Arizona, and our beloved own Mayor Scott Smith was talking. I don't know if you heard that this morning. It was early, really early. I'm just sharing. So I'm sure you can go back to National Public Radio online and hear the report from this morning. It's always fun to hear your fellow elected officials on the national public stage. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and it was a good reason. They were celebrating our successes with our college and universities downtown. Great. So it was good. We're going prime time next time. It's going to be 6 a.m.
I hit the snooze a couple times. Well, but he was still there.
Ringing in my head.
So you acted like you do during regular meetings.
I did.
What you're saying. Hit the snooze. Hit the snooze. What amazes me is that I never understood how many people actually listen to NPR until I was on an interview when I was back in Washington, and I couldn't believe the number of calls. I was listening to NPR, and, you know, I have a couple of Tea Party friends who were listening to NPR, and I go, and you admit that? It was great. Yeah, it was interesting. So, okay, anything else? Thank you. Councilman Glover.
No, this is just a quick reminder about the Escobedo groundbreaking. I want to make sure that Mayor, and I know the Mayor will be there, but I want to invite the rest of the council to attend the ceremony as well.
Yep. Thank you. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, this Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon is the Household Hazardous Waste Collection event at the Center Street facility up on North Center. And this is a no-cost opportunity to dispose of hazardous waste materials. Also,
Mr. Brady, what is included in the category hazardous waste?
Well,
electronics too, this time or not?
I don't think it includes the electronics. It's typically
It does.
It does?
It does it? Oh, they're going to have them there?
Does
okay.
it include prescription, excess prescription drugs, too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we did electronics separately.
We do a separate electronics event, but we do always have the electronics contractor there at those events. It'll include prescription drugs. Really, one of the easiest ways is almost anything out of your garage, except for explosives and radioactive material are the only ones that do not take.
I was hoping to be able to get rid of those isotopes that I had hanging around in my garage for the last few years. Under that tarp in the back.
This is why this program is useless.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We should just end right now. We got to One other event, we have the annual Mesa Arts Festival at the Mesa Arts Center this weekend. It'll be both Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, for another free event.
Great event.
Come down and do some of your holiday shopping. And remind the council, we do have a study session and council meeting on Monday, the 10th. Thank you.
And this evening, as Councilman Richens noted, 6 p.m., Twitter Town Hall, in prime time. I guess 6 o'clock is prime time. Seven o'clock would be better, but, you know, what the heck. If you have a question, you can email it to mayor.smith@mesaaz.gov. You can phone it into our office. You can also tweet. Just use the hashtag #AskSmith, A-S-K-S-M-I-T-H, and we'll go live, and it's always interesting to see what kind of questions come in, because the great thing about Twitter is that you ask the question and it's there for the entire audience to see. So we
we all got our fake Twitter accounts. We'll
be good. I like those. So no, it's been a success. This is the third Twitter Town Hall we've done, and it's very unique, and it's a really good experience. What is with the Twitter Town Hall?
Yeah.
What we have is that we're in studio. I'm in studio with Lily King Cisneros, so one of our Channel 11 staff, and we literally have staff in the back that, as these tweets come in and emails come in, they take them and then transmit them to us, and we get real time. We see what the questions are. So it's like being in a real town hall where you have people stand up, except for the questions come in via Twitter, or if you've emailed it in, they will write it out and include it in those. So we answer the questions live, real time. They're not filtered. If there's three or four questions that come in on the same issue, they'll consolidate those into one question. But the good thing is it's just like a real town hall, except for everybody can participate, because if you've got a computer or if you want to call in the question early today, we'll put it in to the queue also. So we go on for an hour, and it's a good experience. Never know what's going to come up.
Is it televised also?
Thank you for the it'll be on
chat. I missed the last two.
She's got a barrel of softballs.
You missed
really
the last two.
I really don't know.
So I think you slept through them, is what you did.
Okay. Yeah, the alarm didn't get up.
No, it's live on Channel 11, 6 p.m., okay. And it's also live streamed at mesaaz.gov.
Mesa Channel 11.
You can get to it either way.
Okay.
Is it on Mesa NPR?
Maybe.
There may be a report on NPR. We don't know.
Great.
So if you don't have Channel 11, and I know some people do have cable TV or do not have cable TV, they have satellite, they can go online just like you can live stream these meetings. You can live stream the Twitter Town Hall also.
I should watch.
You should.
I'll DVR it. How's that?
Okay. All right. Anything else? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
We have a motion to adjourn. Councilmember Higgins, a second, Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.